Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. Can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This next segment on the Fan After Dark is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call Frankel first. 214-817-333-3333. With Frankel & Frankel, there's never not a pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel & Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas.
He just got the snap off. Flushed out by Odighizuwa. And he's going to be almost hit by Clark. Throws it away. It's intercepted. He threw up a duck. Here comes Bland down the sideline. It's a pick six. It's a pick six. The first touch of a ball by a Cowboys cornerback this year.
What a play from Deron Bland yesterday, and that, of course, pretty much slammed the door shut on the Cowboys' victory yesterday. 44-22, that was the final score for your Dallas Cowboys. And so, you know, I'm it's always nicer in the Cowboys' locker room. Pause. After a win, unless it's Donovan Wilson and he's telling me that he doesn't want to listen to the interview, or he's good on the interview, like what happened yesterday. We will play Fred's locker room audio from yesterday tomorrow. All right, because we're kind of inundated. We got some shoddy stuff that we're going to play today. We've got some Stephen Jones, who was on earlier today with KNC. Then, of course, Blake was in the scrum with Jerry Jones yesterday, asking the hard-hitting questions. Hey, Jerry, do you think Dak's playing at an MVP level this year?
I said, do you think Dak is the MVP of the league right now? Not playing at an MVP
harder,
level.
Even harder question.
Well,
even,
here's the thing. Guess Dak is playing at MVP level. But yeah. Jerry Jones saying that he is the MVP of the league, not just MVP of the team.
I mean, come on. That's
and then I followed it up. What was my follow-up question then, smart guy?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I was so taken aback by the first hard-hitting piece of
my follow-up
journalism.
Question was, what did Clayton Adams and Schottenheimer do with him in the offseason making us see as good of a Dak?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
then he gave credence to it.
We will follow up with that in the next.
You know, that's why
segment.
We're a duo, Fred.
I
you
know,
can ask
I'm
all
just
the questions about why aren't you fired? Why are you still the GM? What this and that? Why don't you kick Matt Eberflus off the team? And then I'll be like, Jerry, man, this what a good pickup of Ryan Flannoy.
This is why this duo works so well.
Yeah.
Is
they'll invite me like, hey, okay, yeah, Blake, can I bring Fred? I don't. Sure.
Ooh, is he going to ask all the hard questions?
And then boom, we go back and forth.
And, you know, had I gotten a, you know, maybe Donovan Wilson would have said yes to our interview if it would have been a 1-2 punch yesterday.
1-2 punch. But Donovan, I like the kicks, man. Got big hit today. I liked what I saw. Been a big fan. Can't stop talking good about you on the radio.
See, this is where
I wouldn't. I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that. I'm messing.
Because I would have immediately. I would have immediately stopped.
He's a fraud.
Jalen Tolbert, come here for a second. Come here for a second. I got your best buddy in media over here. He wants to ask you a couple of questions about why you're so effective in three wide receiver sets. And what looks different about you this year versus years past.
Tolbert outsnapped Turpin and Flannoy.
And Flannoy.
Is that a problem?
And I looked at each other yesterday at one point and we were like, what? Like, why are we seeing this?
And they think he had one target? correct me if I'm wrong, I think one target.
One that I remember.
One target in the holding penalty.
Maybe two. I was going to say, I know there was a penalty involved, but...
So Norrie and Turpin, I understand Turpin.
Turpin, Turpin I totally get. Like,
he had like 20-ish snaps.
Which is fine. I have zero issues, especially in a game like yesterday where that game was pretty much done midway through the third quarter. But why he's getting more snaps, other than just familiarity with the offense.
That's the only thing I can think of.
And that's the only thing that makes sense. Because outside of that, I mean, he was on the field a lot yesterday.
Well, Flannoy out-snapped Tolbert and out-targeted him when he went off, not against Carolina, but the week before against the Jets.
Yeah.
So... I don't know. I think Tolbert's wide receiver 5 on his team. And we're going to give you the injury update. Jonathan Mingo just got activated. So
Jonathan Mingo did get activated. But I'll tell you what. Let's go with Steven. This is from today. Let's go with Steven 3. Now, we do know that Shoddy was in the defensive meeting rooms last week. And so some of that question was asked. Was that on purpose or is that because you wanted to – tighten the screws up a little bit on Matt Eberflus?
No, I think it's the former. I think, you know, at the end of the day, Shoddy can bring, you know, we call it self-scouting a lot to the table in terms of looking at our defense and, hey, this is how I would come after you. And here's where I think we're, you know, vulnerable. And certainly I wanted to spend more time really walking through, you know, with Matt kind of where he thought we could do some things that would make it more challenging. And, you know, to me, it's just, you know, it's hats off to Coach Schottenheimer. I mean, taking the ball and run with it, that's what great head coaches do. They're, you know, head coach, everybody wants to say, well, he's an offensive guy or a defensive guy. You know, the great ones, I think, are involved in everything. I mean, Bill Parcells was involved in the special teams meetings, the defensive meetings, the offensive meetings. He did it all. But I think it also goes, you know, it's a great compliment to the group Shoddy has over there between Chimko and Clayton and those guys that, you know, he's confident that, you know, they'll get him the information he needs so he can call the type of game he wants to call and understand the game plan.
I mean, I appreciate the answer from Steven. I mean, look, I have zero issue with it if you're Shoddy. Like, no, this is what you have to do, right? And you've got a football team that right now, had you beaten Carolina, you'd be at 4-2-1, and you'd be sitting in that 7th or 8th spot for the playoffs right now. Right now, you're currently at 10th. You'd be sitting there at 7th or 8th somewhere, depending upon, you know, tiebreakers and everything else. And look, I get it. We're only 8 weeks into the season, so, you know, it is very early for the proverbial, you know, playoff push or start to look at playoff seedings. But when every week counts and when you have, you know, slates of games that, you know, you and I and everybody else, I mean, you were better than the Commanders yesterday.
There was never a point in that game where I was watching where it felt like the Cowboys were not in control or they might lose this game. There wasn't really any point. And that happens in most Cowboys games. I'm like, it's kind of up and down, or I think the Cowboys are going to lose.
Like that the whole way. Maybe with the Jets after they
the Jets won,
the fumble. Yeah.
But like this pretty much from start to finish, granted I got there,
well, you
like
got there
3 or 4 minutes into the first quarter, there. But it just felt like the Cowboys were in control of this game. Jaden Daniels was off. And usually that's a threat when yesterday. When the Cowboys are on defense and you're playing a high caliber offense, you're like, okay, this could go either way. But Jaden Daniels was off and missing. And it felt like every other throw. So it didn't feel like there was much pressure on the offense. Like, you have to score right here because Washington wasn't doing much.
But the offense at the same time, though, I mean, for the umpteenth week in a row outside of the Chicago game, looked like there was no pressure.
They are them. They're the number one offense in the NFL right now. And I feel like that's pretty hard to dispute. 3 40-point games.
Actually, the Colts right now.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
From a little bit better EPA perspective. I'd still give it to the Cowboys. I think they are the best offense in the NFL right now. I mean, we can look at a bunch of advanced numbers left and right. The Cowboys, Lions, and Colts are kind of all top three.
Lions, Chiefs, Colts.
Yeah, I'd put the Chiefs in there, huh? As of recent, the Chiefs. But you got to think about the first, 3 weeks?
Yeah, I mean, they're still scoring over 20 points. I mean, what are we talking about?
Cowboys are scoring like 35.
Yeah, okay. I mean, which point?
Over 20 points is a top one.
I still understand what you're getting
Chiefs
at.
Chiefs are scoring over 20 points, so they're definitely a top three offense. That's the barometer over 20?
Are we looking at – I mean, are we talking about today or are we talking about 6 weeks ago? What are we talking about?
Just overall, both encompassing. Just like when you think of the best offense.
As of today, as of week seven.
They're five.
You know?
They're five.
Take whatever you want. You can call whatever you want.
It's
a good group to be in.
There's not that many negatives, but to you, who were the biggest standouts? Dak Prescott, again, was amazing. It just doesn't feel like he's making any bad plays. Like, they're usually almost every game we watch Dak of recent memory, it'll be like three or four throws. We're like, Dak, oh my gosh, as soon as it leaves his hand, what are you doing? Or why would you throw it in that window? Or why did you run? Or why did you check out his play? It feels like you have to be an extreme hater right now to watch Dak Prescott play a game and you're like, oh, that was a bad play. That was a bad play. He just feels like he's making all of the right plays, making all the right throws and all the right reads.
The throw he made to George Pickens yesterday was one of the best throws I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
I mean, that was... It almost looked AI generated.
On the right sideline or the second one?
No, the one on the left where he...
Right before half?
The second, or yeah, as they were, you know, that he caught on Lattimore.
Yeah.
With Lattimore, you know, hanging on the right
side.
Both
of those catches were insane.
And
throws.
I mean... The way he's playing and I listened to a little, I was able to catch a little bit of it, of the game. I watched a little bit of it last night. And the way he and George Pickens with CD going out for those three or four games and then the chemistry that him and George Pickens.
It's insane.
I mean, look. George Pickens is better than DeVonta Smith. George Pickens is better than T. Higgins. All right?
There's an argument, but I would say this year it's pretty hard to beat that. Give me George Pickens. But it's definitely like a, you know, if you're a Bengals fan, you're probably pom-pomming for Higgins. And if you're an Eagles fan, you're probably pom-pomming for Smith. But I think it's pretty undisputed that George Pickens is the best two in the league right now.
Look, he's the best two in the league right now, and it's not even close.
Yeah.
I would argue maybe, after what DeVonta Adams did yesterday.
I was going to say DeVonta still... Chugging.
I would argue right now the best wide receiver duo in football right now is 1A, the Rams, mm-hmm. when Puka's healthy, because Puka and DeVonta are, I mean, Puka's having a monster year, injury notwithstanding. And then 1B, 2A, whatever the hell you want to call it, is the Cowboys.
Dude. And definitely helps when Javonte's chugging again, the 33-yard run. My favorite run was the 16-yarder where he hits the little sidestep to the left. It looks like he's about to run in like the C-gap and just plants his right foot, jumps to the outside. I think he makes another cut. You were spot on the head? Head on the nail? What's it called? Right on the nail?
Hit the nail on the head.
Hit the nail on the head on the Javonte Williams call, because he has been a beast. He's top five in yards. He's, I think, top two in the league in touchdowns, EPA per play. He had the one stinker against Carolina, which nobody played well in. But Javonte Williams has been a revelation. I think it's just helping the offense.
George Pickens did.
What happened?
George Pickens did.
George Pickens did
well. Played well against Carolina.
Oh, he did. Good call. But
he was the only one.
It just goes hand in hand where the offensive line is protecting. Javonte's finding holes, and then they start collapsing on that. Now all of a sudden, you got CD, George, and Jake Ferguson going one on one on the outside. I just there's not any bad things I can say about this Cowboys offense right now. I think this is the, since 1970, I think I heard Chiafalo saying this, with three 40-point games in your first 7 weeks, Cowboys are on another level offensively, and it just begs the question. Are you going to make a move at the trade deadline because of how good your offense is?
Well, I'm going to tell you, well, here's where you got to stop, though. Here's, and I shouldn't say stop entirely, but here's where I want to, before we start getting too excited about this offensive performance. And I, you know, I'm glad. So we did the Specs Tailgate show yesterday morning because of the time the game was on yesterday. By the way, shout out to Chiafalo for filling in for Wooly Bully yesterday, doing the morning halftime. And, of course, our boy Broadus does it every Sunday. Shout out to all those guys. I kind of fell victim to this after the Jets game. Right?
Oh, I'm not pom-pomming the Cowboys season.
I'm not either. What I'm saying is, though, this is a Super Bowl caliber offense, but we say that you've beaten up on.
I mean, you've beaten up on every team. Offensively, you.
I think we're starting to realize.
Carolina game, yeah, I know. But you still
Packers,
put up.
The Packers, I don't know what to make of the Packers just yet. Mm-hmm. All right? Like, I think we can all agree the Packers might not be as good as we thought they were.
Other than the Bears game, have the Cowboys had a bad offensive showing, though, in any game? Just offensive.
Here's the problem. Here's the problem. Your offense was not great against Carolina.
I mean, what was it, 27?
You scored 20. No, look. I understand that. You scored 27 points.
It was bad in spurts.
But that was the problem, right? Mm-hmm. Is that on a game when your offense had to carry you, they were unable to do so.
I would say they didn't play perfect against Carolina, but they still played damn good. Like it was
Pickens did.
That last drive, the play calling was horrendous. And how they started off drives in general, first and second down, the play calling wasn't great. But I would still give them a B flat for the offense in that game.
But here's the problem. You can't. The way this team plays is you can't afford a B-flat performance.
No, I agree. That's why I'm not putting the Cowboys in the playoffs.
And plus, I don't think they're
a real contender. But
and I'm going to go back to something that, you know, when Broadus was talking about how bad they were against Chicago, like, and this is the crummy part. This is the crummy part is that you score 27 points and your running game was bad. Your protection was average at best. And outside of George Pickens, you really didn't do much.
How would you continue?
So, but my point in all that is that I want to see. You have to go beat Denver on Sunday.
Agreed.
I don't think it's that tall of a task anymore.
The Giants just,
to do that. Now, I hate to say this, but could we see the Cowboys giving up 33 points in a quarter? Absolutely, we could.
Yeah, we could.
Like, let's not pretend. I mean, look, I get it. You beat the Commanders. Mm-hmm. But the Commanders had Marcus Mariota and Luke McCaffrey as their number one option in the second half.
We'll wrap it up more. We're here. Closes out.
I'll tell you what. When we come back, Dak on playing at an MVP level, courtesy of Mr. Jerry Jones and Blake Elliott. And was Shoddy in a rhythm yesterday? Was he in the zone? We'll discuss more.
Other sports books just don't hit right, but FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.